Are you ready for homeschooling to feel joyful again? Do you long for support as you learn alongside your kids? Welcome to Homeschool Better Together, a podcast about building a homeschool experience that works for your family. I'm Pam Barnhill, and it's time to step out of the overwhelm and into the wonder. Let's do this. Adelaide Olguin is the founder of TalkBox.mom, a unique foreign language program that helps families actually use a second language in their real everyday lives. Think things like snack time, errands, or even brushing teeth. Adelaide and her husband Hector have spent years as digital nomads, raising their three boys across five different countries. And as her boys have grown, so has her passion for helping families move beyond check-the-box language learning to build real-world fluency. And we're talking about even in high school. On today's episode, Adelaide shares how her approach continues to support teens and their parents through high school credit, conversation skills, and cultural connection. If you're ready to take foreign language learning from, hey, we should do this, to we are doing it, you are going to love this conversation. Welcome one of my very favorite podcast guests, Miss Adelaide Olguin. Adelaide, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me to one of my favorite podcasts. So let's just say, I heard something in the intro, Pam, and I like started counting and thinking really hard. So I was like, five countries? It's actually five continents. That makes more sense.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you've done way more than five countries. I need to know now, which two have you not hit then? Obviously, Antarctica.
And Australia.
Okay.
That's a continent, right?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Start this podcast over? Where's the Google?
So this is funny because I totally would have expected you have gone to Australia, but I guess it's kind of like, what's the fun in that? Because it's not a foreign language.
You know, Australia is a continent. So I feel like my mind, I get a microphone in front of me and I'm like, where did all my knowledge and information that I would naturally say go? So wait, what was your question?
Why not Australia? You're so funny. Like, I would have let it go if you had said Australia and it wasn't actually a continent. Come on.
Okay. We haven't been to Australia yet because of the giant spider. I'm horrified of these spiders. I have a friend from Australia and she's like, oh, yeah, it's just in my kitchen. And all of a sudden our ceiling broke and this giant anaconda went onto our countertop. And I was like, you know what? I feel like that's not the place for me.
Okay, but you live in Texas where there are these huge scorpions all over the place.
Okay, they have stayed clear from me. The scorpions I've seen has been in like Guanajuato, Mexico, but they're tiny. I guess the cockroaches here, I've seen those, Pam. Those scare me so bad. One time a swarm came into my garage. Anyways, off topic, but that's why we haven't been to Australia. One day I'll get brave and I will go to Adelaide, Australia.
Love it. I love it. That's a perfect place for you to go. Okay, so a couple months ago now, I got an email from you that was like, doing high school foreign language, we totally got you. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. This is so much fun that you are doing high school. And I knew I had to have you on the podcast to talk about it because I think just like anything else with homeschooling, when you get to high school, you think, oh, I've got to be so serious and I've got to do things by the book and I've got to give a credit. And TalkBox has been so wonderful at having families actually be able to use a foreign language. I knew that you weren't just going to totally do a 180 from that for high school, that you had something special up your sleeve. So why was it important for you to create something specifically for high schoolers? Like, what need did you see with families using TalkBox?
The biggest need I saw was with the parent, right? You're homeschooling your child. Everything is fun. You're having a great time. And then high school comes and you're like, I got to do it right. I don't know what's happening. I'm going to ruin everything. Like, it's so much. The pressure is just so high. And I just wanted to take the pressure off the families because you want to feel like you're doing it right because you want to do the best for your child. So we wanted to make sure we had that element. And just like you're saying, we didn't want to take our program and try to push it into the traditional model that clearly doesn't work. I actually had a fun conversation with a mom who was using TalkBox.mom. She loves it. She's using it with her high schooler. She's having such a great time. They're talking in it. And she's like, oh, well, what if you added, you know, traditional things from the classroom? She's naming some things, right? And I'm like, oh, okay. Did you do high school Spanish? I just want to know to get a background. And she's like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'm like, did those things help you to speak and use the language? Do you use them now, even though you're talking? She's like, no, I don't use them. And I'm like, yeah, so we wouldn't go there, right? And she's like, oh, I see this now. I see this now. But we have this weird pull to be like, let's do what teacher says, even if it didn't work.
Yeah.
Let's do that. So I just wanted to make sure that families, they could do like have this wonderful experience speaking the language while also just checking off things so they feel really secure in that.
Yeah. And it is so true. You said, you know, like there's this pressure. And having graduated two kids, now I can tell you the pressure is created by the parent.
Yes.
It's not an outside pressure. It's this pressure we feel within ourselves that we're going to do this, quote unquote, right, so our kids can get into college or whatever. And we put all of this pressure on ourselves and not thinking about a lot of times, you're right, we just default to what we knew from school. What was done to us in school, thinking, well, surely that has to be the best way without ever thinking about the fact that it totally didn't work. I speak no Spanish despite having taken 2 years of Spanish. I speak no Russian despite having taken 3 semesters of Russian. And, you know, it didn't work the first time. So why do we think we must do that again? And so I love your approach. We're going to take the proven system that we know helps people learn to speak a language naturally. And we're going to lay on it the kind of support that parents can use to help them feel like they're doing the right thing by their teenager. Spoken fluency has always been the heart of TalkBox, right? It's not just like we're going to check off the box of foreign language. We are going to learn to speak a foreign language on day one, or learn to talk in a foreign language on day one. So what things did you layer in? What kind of changes or additions did you feel were necessary when you started thinking about, we want to help parents feel secure in giving their child a high school credit?
Yes. And let's talk about that word credit too. So credit is different for different places, right? So some states have no, they're like, we're no rules. You can do whatever you want. And some states have very strict rules. And so just one thing I want to point out to a family doing foreign language is you might be super excited to say do Hebrew as your foreign language, but your state might say, you know what? You can't do Hebrew. That's not a language you can choose. So always with this, check with your school district for the requirements to make sure everything is meeting those requirements. So I just wanted to point that out.
And can I point out the college?
The college too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if your child wants to, if they're very like, oh, these four colleges are on my short list, this is really where I want to go, check with the college as well. Because sometimes the college, you know, your state may be fine with Hebrew, but the college won't take Hebrew. So,
yes, exactly. And so we just always say, like, yeah, check with the school district, college, make sure the language is great, make sure TalkBox.mom will work. We just want to make sure that you have that covered on your end. For us, what we're really helping you to do for high school is to make sure you are able to see how you're perhaps meeting the 120-hour requirement. That's what our focus is. So usually typically for a credit per year, 120 hours. And so we're focused on the 120-hour side. You verify the credit side. So we have things to help you to be able to do the record keeping. We show you how the agenda for your power practice session, your current focus phrases. Before I go into that, though, I just want to say a lot of this idea, you know, I don't think I've told you this, Pam, was actually inspired by you. So Pam was like, people just want to show up.
I have my Taipei friend.
People want to show up. They want to have an agenda. They just want to see where they're going. But also, you don't want to feel like you're behind. And so that's something that I just really love that you teach, is that you can have a to-done list. You can just check things off as you go. You don't have to have that pressure. So we also have that incorporated so that families can feel just great about it. And so it's going to show you the different elements of our program that you already have in the program, but how those are laid out over a is it 36 week? I want to make sure that's right. I think it's 36 week schedule. That's high school, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
36. Yeah.
Yeah. 36 week schedule. So the 36 week schedule is going to show you like, in a rolling schedule, of course, if you miss a week, just go where you are. If you missed a day, just jump back where you were. You don't have to follow it like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because there's holidays, right? So it just shows you when you're practicing phrases, when you're reviewing those phrases, when you're reviewing challenges. It also has, and it has a rolling reviewing challenge schedule. And then at the end, it also has a final review, which you can include testing as well. So it just lays that out for the parent. And then it goes into details of how those agendas would work, so that you can easily fit it into your homeschool day.
So it kind of helps move things along and keeps you from getting stuck and a lot.
Yes. And also just like wondering, like, am I doing enough?
Right.
Right. So that's the biggest thing. And so if you're like, oh, okay, because often when you use TalkBox.mom, it feels really easy and learning should feel easy. Learning should feel easy. It should feel fun. That definitely means you're going to remember things. It shouldn't feel hard. It shouldn't feel like your brain is splitting apart. that's not what we're trying to do. And so sometimes when families use TalkBox.mom, they're like, well, that was just so easy. Like, right? But it's like, okay, we made it feel easy so you could feel confident. So you can really grow in that because you're going to go so much further. So this just shows you like, oh yeah, I did that. I feel really great. And then the Power Practice Planner, you actually get that and the instructor's guide comes with it. And the Power Practice Planner is a great record keeper for the high school student. And so they will write down their phrases. So they'll have a written record also of what they've worked on. You add the dates as you go so that you can feel good. Okay, I got that done. And it makes sure that you're just completing all of the steps in the program and just feeling great about it.
And keeping a record of it so you can turn around at the end of the year, count up those minutes and say, okay, yeah. We can like 100% feel super confident awarding a credit for what we've done this year.
Yeah. And it's just great when some students, they have to turn in like a written record and they're like, here's my record. That's it. Like, here you go. You have it.
I love the fact that you have like helped ease the anxiety of parents who are like, we love this. Maybe you even have families who have been working on TalkBox for a year or two, right? And they're working on their fluency and they're working their way through their boxes and they have their phrase guide and all of that stuff and learning new things. And now it's like, oh, I don't want to have to stop this and move to a traditional textbook model for high school. They can just continue doing the whole TalkBox thing. And now they've got like a super easy way to keep track of what they've been doing in order.
Absolutely. I actually have a really funny text message I'm pulling up from one of our customers. So just because it is so nice, like my son, he has an opportunity to do college course for like Spanish for Spanish. And someone was saying like, oh, it'd be so easy for him. He could just go through that. And I'm like, that's a waste of time. I don't need him to do that. He doesn't need to do that. It's just a waste of time. He can already speak at the 300, 400 level. Like he can just read the books, have the conversations. He doesn't need to take Spanish 1. Like that's just a waste of his time. I have a family who they use TalkBox.mom with a couple languages, but Spanish was one of them. And then they actually moved to Germany onto the military base and their child had to take high school Spanish there. And so I just have a text message from her of the difference. So you can just kind of see that difference that you were just talking about, Pam. And so it was just fun. So she's saying he had to take it and he did his final placement exam. He scored the second highest in his class after a native speaker. She writes, LOL. Oh, wow. And then she said, he sent me this message. TalkBox.mom helped me with more of the words that I wouldn't have known without using TalkBox.mom. And there were a few times I recognized part of a phrase in the listening part of the test, but no one else knew it because they didn't talk at home like us. In the reading section, I was the highest and I was almost the highest on the listening part. And it makes sense that he's the highest in the reading section because when you were talking about our focus on fluency is that if you can create fluency in talking and listening, when you go to read, especially in Spanish, because Spanish is so easy to read in, you're not translating in your head. When you read something, the image comes to your head immediately. That's fluency. If you start by reading, then you're starting by translating. And that's what traditional high school really focuses on. They want to teach you to translate. There's no fluency in it. It's just, what are these words? Can I put together sentences? Can I interpret the sentences, put it into English? You know, not fluency. So he has this fluency in this. So when he's reading, he's like, oh, I know what's going on here. And then the best part of this message is she sends one more message and she goes, and he does, in all caps, not study, LOL. So he did his high school class. He didn't even study for anything. And he's like, I scored the second highest under the data speaker. So there's like no struggle there. So it's just it's a different approach. And we see that. We'll have students who use TalkBox.mom for high school. And we're not a test prep company. So they might do some kind of test prep for the CLEP and maybe like a grammar review book or something like that. But they'll CLEP out of the classes because they're like, oh, I can already speak. It's something we'll see when someone goes to, say, a university class, and in the class they're saying in Spanish or German, whatever the language is, like, who here understands what I'm saying? Raise your hand. And our students raise their hand and they're like, okay, you shouldn't be in this class. You need to go at least to a 200, 300 class. This is a waste of your time.
And this is so interesting because I know that TalkBox does not focus on learning to read a language, right? It's the speaking of the language, and you follow that natural learning progression, which you've talked about in our earlier podcast, and I can link those in that one because it's so fascinating to hear Adelaide talk about the natural language learning progression that TalkBox follows. And even though you don't teach the reading, he scored so high on the reading because of the natural language progression and how any toddler, any child learns any language, you know, by speaking it first, by hearing it, speaking it, and then moving into the other stuff. And it's just proof that your method totally works.
Yes. And if you're a native English speaker and you already know how to read in English, it's easier to read in Spanish than English because they don't have so many exceptions. It just makes sense. So Spanish is like, it's because, I mean, if you think about reading, you're just saying the sounds that are on the page. That's reading. But can you understand those sounds? That's the harder part. So someone could learn to read Spanish immediately, but not know anything that they're saying, right? So he had the flip side because he's following the natural language progression. He just was like, oh, that's how you read it. I've said these words before. This makes sense. I can read it very quickly. French is a little different because none of the last letters mean anything in French. You don't say them, right? They're not pronounced. They're just there to party. So French is a little bit different. And so our families would have an advantage because they've said that word. They've already pronounced it. I mean, think about in English. The words you mispronounce are the words you've learned to read.
Yes.
Instead of hear. Yeah. So our students are hearing the words. So that when they go to read it, they're like, oh, they do not say those letters. Right. Something like a language like Chinese is going to be different. So, I mean, they have so many characters. It takes native Chinese speakers, at least I think it's like through seventh grade, to be getting majority of the characters, not even all of them. So that's like 7 years of studying for a native speaker. So it's just, it's different. Some languages are different. Some are easier.
But you can make the argument that's still natural because it takes them 7 years to learn it. So it's going to take you longer too.
Yes, it will take. Yeah. So Chinese, it would be different. Korean, easiest language in the world to learn to read. So.
Oh, that's interesting. That's
yes. They have an award-winning alphabet. It's based off of like your tongue placement, mouth formation. It just makes sense. There's no exceptions. Everything, you know, it's good.
Funny. Okay. I always learned so much. Okay. But let's talk. Let's get back to the heart of why is it important for why should families consider it like a thing that we want to actually learn to speak the language, not just do the grammar book, check the box, get the credit, you know, why should we consider actually becoming fluent in a foreign language?
Yeah, that's such a great question. It's totally possible that you could just put your kid in a video class and they could just finish that at the end of the year. But it's really the goals you have, the vision you have for your homeschool. So I definitely chose to homeschool my kids because I wanted to give them an unparalleled experience. I wanted to be able to connect with them. And so for us in our homeschool, I want my kids to leave with skills that they have been able to take the time to develop. And foreign language is definitely one of those skills. For me, it was so terrible. I did high school Spanish. I loved the first year. The second year, I had a weird teacher, but that's okay. She just came back from a mental health break. So
my
we
kids
can all
say
imagine.
That too.
What?
My kids say that too. So.
Well, she had been on leave for mental health and then they had her come back and she was not ready to come back. You're like, as an adult now, I'm like, I should have told my parents things. Like, what was going on in that class? So anyway, I worked really hard to get my A's, to do my all my grammar, all the things. I mean, I could tell you all the grammar rules still from my Spanish first class because I color coordinated my notes. I was all in on it. And then I had a job interview in North Carolina, and I was at a train station, and I couldn't figure out how to use the public transport machine to do something. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get to this interview. And so there was one other woman on the platform. And I said to her, can you help me? And she was like, oh, hablo inglés or hablo español. Right? I speak Spanish. I'm like, okay, I've got this. I did 2 years. All A's is Spanish. Okay, this is, I so have this. So I'm searching for the words. I'm conjugating the verbs. I'm thinking of how I could say this. She's gone. She has walked away. Right? Like I'm just there translating in my head. I was like, wow, I worked so hard on this. And guess what? I actually can't speak Spanish. And so I had a full circle moment a couple years ago with my kids when we were in Mexico. I was going to the chiropractor down there and I was in a parking garage and I couldn't get the machine to work. And I just asked the person in Spanish, like if they could help me and how it works. And they're talking to me in Spanish. And I was like, oh, I can feel the difference here. Like if you can use the language, it's just so much more impactful. It's going to change your child's future education opportunities, their work opportunities. It will change your experiences when you travel. You'll be able to connect with people. You'll be able to help people in your community. My oldest son, when he was like 10, he was in a snowboarding class in Southern California at Big Bear Mountain. And one of the students in the class didn't speak English. And so he was the interpreter and was helping the child between the instructor to know what to do. Like, that's just really incredible that I'm like, wow, you got to help someone like that. And so we'll have opportunities all the time in our community to just be able to help others. And also, even if, let's say you learn and you're like, I don't feel super comfortable. I don't feel great at this. It's wonderful for native speakers of another language to hear you trying because then they want to try. They're like, oh, like you're learning too. So it changes your view on other people and yourself that, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. So it's just very life-changing to have that skill and it opens up so many doors. I mean, what are you going to do? Go to a job interview and they're like, okay, do you speak Spanish? And you're like, oh, I took 2 years. And then they start talking to you in Spanish and you're like, no. Right? Like, how do you want your child to be prepared?
Well, so the answer to that question, it's funny, like, do you speak Spanish? And like, the answer to that question is you're not answering the question by saying I took 2 years.
Yeah.
You're really avoiding answering.
You're avoiding the question.
Answer to the question is either, you know, yes, I speak it very well. I speak a little bit or I speak none at all. And I took 2 years is not the answer to that question.
Yeah. They probably know it. They're like, uh-huh. None at all.
So, yeah. Okay, so talking about moms of high schoolers. So now we've created this program where they can use it to feel like super comfortable in checking all the boxes that they need to check while they can continue having fun learning the language, building fluency, making sure their kids are actually like going to be able to talk in that language. But they're also juggling multiple grades. So is this going to work for the mom who also still has little kids at home as well?
Yeah, I love that question. So my kids are right now, they are, because, you know, everyone's going to have a birthday, we'll mess it all up. But they are 14, 11, and 6. So definitely different ages. I think it's great because you can choose a language and everyone can practice together. Your high schooler could do a little bit more by doing optional copy work or optional testing. So that's definitely a possibility. So everyone can do it together. What I thought that's what I would definitely do for high school. I thought that would be really nice. But I asked my 14-year-old as he was starting, what language do you want to do? And by that, I meant, do you want to continue Spanish or German, right? That's what I thought would be wonderful. Pam, that is not what happened. He was like, oh, yeah, I want to speak Russian. I have never in my life thought I would like to speak Russian. I actually thought of you when you said that. I was like, well, maybe you got the wrong mom here. So I was like, I don't know. But I remember this woman, one of our fluency families, Heidi. So she said that her child said that they wanted to speak French. And she was like, it could have just been like this fleeting interest. And I felt really overwhelmed and I wasn't sure. And then she's like, but that would have been really silly of me. And I was thinking, oh, yeah, that would have been silly of you to like add so much burden to your life. That's what I'm thinking. And she's like, that would have been really silly to me to pass up my child's interest. And I was like, well, wait, what? So I was like, wait a second. She's like, yeah, that interest might be gone in a year. And then I would have missed that opportunity. But at least during that year when they had that interest, I would have had that time to connect with her. And she would have at least had some Spanish. So, or some French, sorry. And I was like, oh, wow. So when he said, I want to do Russian, I was like, okay. And I was like, yeah. So we started doing it. And so that's separate. The other kids aren't doing Russian. They're not interested. So like I said, you have the option. You all do the same language together, or you have an option where you're just doing it with that high school student. So just kind of speaking on the demand of that, what that would be like. So for me, I would describe my kids as like puppies. They always want to come and be around me. So like they hear me get up in the morning and they like come over and they're like, it's mom, right? And so I have this rule like, please do not bother me while I'm just like trying to wash my face and put my makeup on and do my hair. Like, let me just try to get those things done. And I don't know if it's like the sound of the drawer or what it is, but when my 14-year-old hears that sound when I'm like about done, he comes in the bathroom. He's like, hey, mom. You're like, hey, mom, good morning, right? So he'll come in and I'm kind of like winding down, putting the things away. So maybe he's like hearing me put the things away. So during that time, I have just been like, okay, let's practice your Russian phrase. And so I've opened it up on the phone. And just as I'm putting the things away, we're saying it. And he's like, wow, this is just special time with my mom. My other siblings aren't doing this. So he thinks that's like super special, really loves it. So we'll practice our Russian. And then that's just like the first seed we've planted. And then throughout the day, we'll like use that phrase. And I notice that he uses Russian more because he's like kind of showing his siblings, like, I'm doing something special with mom.
Wow, so fascinating.
Isn't that funny? And so, yeah, I can say things in Russian now. Like, I think my favorite thing to say is, Ya hachu marozhnova, which means I want ice cream. It sounds really scary. Like, it's just super funny. So we've just had a lot of fun with it. And it's also taken the pressure off me because I never did Russian in school. And so I'm definitely like, I don't need to sound great at this. I'm just doing this to support my child. So I don't really care how I sound. And I actually think it's made me like speak Russian, like just go all in on it. Cause I'm like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah. You're fearless. Yeah.
Fearless. That's the word.
You kind of have to be with Russian.
Yeah, you do. I'm like, you know, speaking Japanese, you're all sweet and nice and Russian. You're like, all right, I'm going to attack this. So that's just been the difference. So it's kind of like, you know, choose your own route, which one sounds really fun to you. Maybe you're like, okay, I only have the bandwidth. Let's do everything with the kids. And we actually have a free parenting class with Nicolene Peck for our families. So if it sounds hard to you to do it with all of your kids, we can always, we'll put that on our page for Pam, talkbox.com/Pam Barnhill. So you can check that out. Okay. So yeah. And then with your older child, then they can just feel special.
I just want to point this out right here because Pam learned something very valuable from this little exchange. There was a touch point in the day and Adelaide used that touch point in like, I'm sure you're not sitting there for 30 minutes putting away your makeup, going over phrases, right?
No,
for like
no.
two minutes, you're like, let's go over your phrase, and you open it up on your phone and you do it, and then you're done and you're just using the phrase throughout the day.
Yeah, exactly. So the cadence is if you're in a specific, so we call our language guides challenges. So you're in a specific challenge. We call them challenges because they challenge your family to support each other, connect, and have fun. That's really what we want. We don't want everybody to feel terrible learning language. So let's have some good time. Let's have a good time together. So you review all your past phrases in that challenge. And so we might review like four phrases and then we'll do our new phrase. And that's, yeah, taking like 2-4 minutes, not more than that. And so, and sometimes I'll have put everything away. We'll just be standing there. But no, it's not 30 minutes. I'm not going to stand there for 30 minutes. That sounds terrible. And then we'll go to use our phrase and we'll actually forget the entire phrase. We were like, what was this phrase? So we just click into the talkbox.mom companion app. We play the audio. So we were leaving the restaurant and I wanted to say that I was done. But it's like, it doesn't even sound Russian to me saying that I'm done. It's like a who kind of sound. I'm like, what is this language? So I play the audio as we're leaving the restaurant. So now I'm making the connection between saying I'm all done eating and actually leaving somewhere in that location. I mean, that's how we learn our first language. We're playing the audio. We're saying it again. And then at breakfast, we're like, okay, we kind of remember that phrase. We play the audio again. We hear it again. Right. So there's just all these connections throughout the day of as you use the phrase. So,
okay. So this is really, really helpful. Really helpful. And then, so what happens if you learn the phrase, I want ice cream, and then you're like, you're on a sugar fast for 40 days? Do you just say the phrase anyway if it never naturally comes up to say, I want ice cream?
You just say it and cry. There's some good sugar-free ice creams. No, so some phrases you're going to add more to your life than others. You're going to just remember them a bit more. But because they're all part of a series, it just really helps you reviewing those series. So in the high school program, we have specific day, like Friday. I mean, you could change the day. It doesn't really matter. But we have a specific day, one day of the week, where you're reviewing all the phrases in those past challenges. So you're going to keep it fresh. And then if you're not using that phrase, it's okay. But the first time you learn the phrase, you do need to use it. You do need to make that association. So if you're on a sugar fast right then you do not choose that phrase. We have thousands and thousands of phrases.
But you can say, I want carrots instead.
Yeah, you can say, I want carrots. I want bell peppers. I want peas. I mean, we have tons of vegetables. We actually, on our snack chart, the bottom portion has carb kind of things and sweets, because some families cover a fourth of the poster, right? So that nobody is asking for sugar. And then they also don't have to email us that they're having that issue.
You have all these unhealthy foods.
Okay, I have this phrase for the Russian for I'm all done. This is what it sounds like. Yeah?
Всё.
Всё.
Я всё.
It doesn't sound like Russian to me. That's why it like throws me off. I'm like, is this Swedish? Like, what is happening here? So I always am playing that one. And then it will hit a point after a while of doing that you're like, oh, yes, I feel very confident in that. But you don't have to feel confident at the beginning.
Let's talk about Grady. So now here we are. I'm working through the little guide with my kids and they're keeping track of their phrases in the phrase book, the phrase planner. And it's all going great. How do I give them a grade? Especially since I am learning the language as well.
Yes. Okay. So at the end of each year, and in the high school guide, we give you 3 years. You don't have to do all three. You could just do two. So you get to decide. So at the end of each year, it has your final grade and it has an area and you have different points for different things. So your practice sessions. So just learning that phrase the first time. You get a point for those. So if you've completed your practice session, you did that, you get points for those. You get points for doing your reviews. You get points for doing your past challenge reviews. So that's nice. And then your final reviews, those have higher amount of points because those can be tested. I'll talk about that in just a second. And then you also get points for your cultural weekly experiences. And we do give kind of like bonus, like it's like a good dip. Doing a cultural celebration, it's just the last day you get to present your cultural project. And we do give some good points for that. So if you need like an upper in your grading, well, you got that easy upper. That's fun. So very fun. So out of those points, you just divide by the number that we have on there. We explain that to you. And it just gives you a grade. So if you've just been going through and checking off like, okay, did my practice session, I did this, then you know that you got all of those points. When it comes to testing, let's jump into that. That can look different. So some parents might say, you know what? I don't want to test. Okay, don't test.
You don't have to.
Yeah. So you decide how you want it to be. And so you can do the final reviews, which just it's reviewing all the phrases that you worked on. And so you can either just review those by repeating with the audio and practicing a situation with their emotions. We explain that all to you. So you can do those reviews. You check those off. Or by testing, what you do is there's a couple ways. You might say the phrase in English, right? And then your child will say it in the language. Or you might play the audio for the phrase and your child says it in English. So you get to decide how you would want that to be. If you're choosing to do the optional copy work, how that works is after you have that fluency in a phrase, you can do the copy work for it because we don't want you to, of course, be mispronouncing like we talked about earlier. We want you to hear it first and then write once you have fluency in it. you can be writing those phrases down. So optional during the testing is you can also have the student write the phrase down if that's something that you've been working on. And then you can just grade how they did in those. And so there's different points that are assigned. So let's say there are 10 phrases that you worked on in a challenge and your child remembered what 9 of them meant, maybe. So it's comprehension based. Then you would get a certain amount of points for those. So that would just help you for the testing. So you're truly testing on what you worked on. There's no surprises right. in the testing. I think that's the silliest thing. Why would you test a child on something they never learned? And so this is really, I wouldn't call it like so much. I like to call tests more like a celebration of what you know. And so this should be really celebrating what you know because you worked on it. We've reviewed it. You've practiced it. Your students should feel very prepared.
Why would you test a kid on something that they don't know? I think there's a Winston Churchill quote about that. It's like the tests were always about the things that I didn't know when I knew so much that I, you know, I could share. So,
oh my gosh, I that was so stressful for me in school. I actually had a prayer that I would say that was help me to learn or help me to study everything that will be on the test and then help me to remember everything I study.
Yeah, we're just going to lay it out for you right here, God. Like,
I don't know what the teacher wants, but I know you do. You are all seeing. Help me out, please. I developed a lot of faith through that.
So let's have our kids pray about other things by actually like telling them what we're going to test them on.
Yeah, or you know, praying for opportunities to use the language and bless someone's life.
There you go. That's a prayer we could get behind for sure. Well, Adelaide, I am just so excited because this is the thing that us type A moms really needed to feel comfortable and confident doing TalkBox with our high schooler. And watching you flip through. So I know you guys are listening on audio, but Adelaide's been flipping through the teacher's guide as she's been talking to me about things that I'm like, oh gosh, I gotta get me one of those because it's just, you know, there's just, you've laid it out and made it so easy for those of us who, you know, are concerned and want to do that really good job. And you've like taken that feeling and you said, okay, we're going to help them to do that. And we're just going to lay it all out for them. And I love me a program that's all laid out for me. I'm not going to lie. So, thank you for doing that. And thank you for helping families to be able to confidently step into natural language learning and also check that foreign language box. So I think it's the best of both worlds. So Adelaide, where can everyone find you and maybe try out what TalkBox.mom is all about?
Yes. So please go to TalkBox.mom/Pam Barnhill. Because there you can get started with our free starter pack and just try it out, see if you like it, see the difference, make sure it's the language program of your dreams. You can also easily get to the high school page so that you can see how that works and just other links will be there to help you out. So you can either get started by getting your toes wet or you can go all in and just have an incredible experience where your student leaves high school being able to really use the language.
And you get to pick which language you want to do once you get there, right? Like there's the starter pack and you, how many languages do you guys have to choose from?
Right now we have 11 languages.
11 different ones. So yeah, there's going to be something for everyone there.
Go to that page and see what the languages are.
Yeah, a little bit of Russian, maybe a little bit of Spanish. So some other fun things. All right. Well, Adelaide, thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, you can find Adelaide at TalkBox.mom. She's always over there. They've got a very active and vibrant community of parents who are teaching their kids languages. And you can just immerse yourself in that and be successful. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Pam. This was so fun to be here with you. And yeah, I'm so excited for the families that will be using TalkBox.mom for high school. You're going to have a blast connecting with your high schooler before they leave your home.
I love it. I love it.
That's our show for today. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and leave a review so you never miss out on the wonder of homeschooling better together. To stay connected and learn even more about the Homeschooling Better Together resources and to join our free community, visit hsbtpodcast.com. Until next week, keep stepping out of the overwhelm and into the wonder.